You're listening to Save My City, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Tony Mangini.
Hi, thanks for joining me for this edition of the Save My City podcast. Today we're joined by State Treasurer Nick Corey. I had a chance to catch up with Nick at the 2018 Capitol Conference, and we talked about a variety of issues ranging from the role of local government to where do we go from here and how do we make some of those strategic investments that we all recognize are so important in making local government strong and, more importantly, the broader Michigan economy strong. So I hope you enjoy it. Strap in and have a listen. Nick, thanks for joining us today. And
my pleasure.
You know, you and I work a lot on issues. We don't always agree on, right. on things, but we continue to work on municipal finance issues around the state. And I'd be curious to get your perspective. You know, how critical a role do you see local government in the state's sort of overall prosperity?
Well, obviously it's critical because it's an important colleague with the state and with other governmental agencies throughout the state. Cities provides basic services for so many of the constituents in Michigan. So the financial health of cities are a direct reflection of the financial health of the state and then this rising living standard for all Michiganians.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we come on the heels of Amazon, you know, and taking a look, and I don't know how serious of a look, I don't think very, if I'm being honest. And in my mind, there's a lot of direct tiebacks to some of that stuff. You know, they look at what we're able to do with the resources we have, and it doesn't bode well for us. And I think, in our minds, that's something that really drives home that point. If we got to recognize the partnership we're in together if we want this thing to work.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I've always argued, you can't take these issues in isolation. That we can't talk about tax policy without spending policy and spending policy without tax policy. In other words, this issue of our taxes too high or too low misses a point. The real issue is how do we put together a set of policies that raise the living standard for all 9 million Michiganians. One of the issues we're all talking about now is how do we make selective investments, whether it's in infrastructure, education, economic development. How do we both make additional investments where required while still retaining a competitive and effective tax system? So it's a balancing act that we'll all go through. And as you know, what the state does is critically important because in many ways, the state sets the framework for both revenue and spending policy at the local level.
I like that you chose the word investment because mm-hmm. I think some of your predecessors and maybe previous legislatures might have looked at that and thought of this more of almost a gift to local government. We're going to give you money to do things. And I think we miss what you talked about there. It is a strategic investment. You know, we can't have strong businesses. We can't have strong schools. You can't take a strong school, put it in a bad community, and expect right. things to work, right? So we've got to provide that balance to that investment, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. But there is an obligation, too, at the same time. So it's the obligation for local units, for the state, but obligation on local units to provide services as effectively and efficiently as possible. So, again, with that revenue and ability of revenue, is the obligation to provide services however we can. And I've always thought, both from a taxpayer perspective and from the state's perspective, the two go hand in hand.
I completely agree with you. And I think it is that balance that we're trying to work out and work through. Do you feel, as your sense is that there's a changing mood about recognizing the key role local government's playing? I mean, I sort of feel that way over the last couple of years. Like we're starting to say, you know, what we've been doing up till now, maybe the pendulum, I heard the phrase, the pendulum might have swung too far the other direction. Do you kind of feel that same way?
Well, it depends how you characterize it, Tony. I don't think there's been a lack of recognition of the importance of local government. I don't think that's the issue. Everybody has recognized that, you know, as you know, I was here 20 years ago and coming back, and it's the same. I don't think people have discounted the role of local government. I think what we've done is we've gone through the lost decade, and now as we're repairing over the last 8 years or so during the recovery, we're all debating, you know, the basic issue with government is unlimited desires, limited resources. Where's the best way to invest? Where's the best way to tax? Is it the local or the state? So I don't think it's an issue of recognizing the importance of local government. I think just a reflection of where do we need to invest that we haven't invested in the past. And again, how do we keep a competitive tax system at the same time we're making these investments?
Yeah. And I agree with that. And mm-hmm. Maybe I mischaracterized it when I spoke because I don't think there's a lack of recognition of the importance. But I think I'm not sure our investments, as we put it, match that recognition. I think, you know, over the last decade plus, there's sort of been a disinvestment to a large degree. And that's something that we're hopeful we're starting to look at and think about a little differently because if we want to have true growth, again, we got to, I think, have strong places, and that's going to require investment. You know, yeah. We all recognize, I think, in our wherever we hang our head at night, that we're having some challenges right now that if we don't deal with, and that's one of the things we're concerned about, is we sort of learned from this last recession, we're kind of vulnerable right now. And we have an opportunity to maybe make some strategic changes. And if we don't do that, I think we're in trouble. I mean, what's your thought about that?
Well, a couple things. One is, I agree with the last piece, absolutely, that we need to look at the fiscal framework for local governments in its entirety. And we need to do that now. You know, the economy is strong. We have 4% unemployment, 17 million units. Now is the time to address these basic structural problems, not in the middle of a crisis, because any solution that comes out of the crisis usually makes the problem worse, not better. So now is the time to address these issues. You know, having said that, we don't want to go back to the old days where we were a high tax state. We were having trouble with business location. It was taking a bigger piece of family incomes. So again, it's a balancing act. How do you make selective investments that have the best return for 9 million Michiganians while at the same time keeping our tax system? And so if you just talk about spending and there's spending shortfalls and requirements, you're not going to get a lot of mileage. But if you can talk about both, then I think you will get some mileage. And again, that's the basic question. How do we invest in areas of infrastructure, education, economic development that need additional resources? And how do we do that in an effective and efficient manner?
So I know you're entering the end of the administration's time here in Lansing, and I'm assuming you're going to ride off in the sunset yourself. But
Pushed, one of the two.
A little of both. Maybe you're going to run, I don't know.
Right.
But what's the mood, do you think? Is there an appetite in these last few months to try to do some big policy stuff?
I don't know. Certainly, I have an appetite to continue to focus on these questions and try and get some things done between now and the end of the year. You know, we've talked about property tax administration, which sounds technical, but it's our biggest tax. We raise $14 billion a year, and there are better ways to do it. We've talked about, you know, we're going through the revenue sharing and excess PPT without getting into debate about what that is, how we distribute dollars. So there are debates going on and continued debate around legacy costs and what do we do about that. So there is debates, but whether things get done between now and the end of the year, I we'll just have to wait and see. It's hard to predict. But so many of these issues need to be addressed. And you know, the old cliche about something that can't go on forever won't. Some of these issues will surface. The question is, do we set the timetable and deal with them when we can, or do we wait till the next crisis, the next recession, and have to deal with them then? Either way, they're going to have to be dealt with.
Yeah, and I certainly hope it's the former, not the latter, because I don't think we can survive another recession. I think if we wait till we're in the midst of that again, we have a window of opportunity where we've learned from what actually happened. I think we're sort of precariously positioned right now. But if we make some changes that, again, I've said, you know, we could do some headly prop A reform that don't raise anybody's taxes tomorrow, but would really sort of change our trajectory for the future, a little bit of recessionary protection and things like that. Those are tough conversations, though. They're both technically tough and policy tough, and people get very nervous about those. Yeah. So at some point, someone, I think, has got to show some courage and leadership and really say, you know what, we got to take these on, because as you point out, they're going to get solved sooner or later, and hopefully it's not in a crisis. We can do it when we have the ability and the resources to sort of take some of this stuff on.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if it's fair to characterize it as a lack of courage or leadership. I think it's more creativity on the part of all of us to come up with packages that work. You know, for example, if you're going to say, well, we just want to go in and amend Headley, you know, that's going to be a tough battle. If you say, here's a package that has a more stable revenue base, has more coordination of benefits, maybe, you know, has a broader package that people can get their arms around, you'll probably have more luck, both from a policy perspective and a political perspective. But, you know, I think the basic theme is right. We have to talk about these now, because there will be another recession. There always is. And so many of these problems won't surface into the next recession. And we ought to think about that now. I mean, that's just not local governments. That's the state government, the federal government. We need to avoid yo-yo fiscal policy, which is, you know, times are good, we cut taxes, increase spending. Times are bad, we slash spending, increase taxes. We need to think about, how do we set a fiscal structure for the state and local governments over the next 5 years or the next 10 years so we can address some of these long-term problems. Like the legacy costs, as you know, took many years to develop. There's all kinds of reasons for it. But it's going to take many years to find a solution that works for everybody and then implement that solution. But we got to get started now. And so we need to talk about these over longer terms and not just what are we going to do the next month, what are we going to do the next year.
Yeah, and I want to key on one thing you said. We need to think about this, not a fix for today, but a future that works, right? And that's right. One of the things that, when I talk about this, just in a broad brush, what we have now doesn't track with the economy. You know, in tough times it goes down, but in good times it doesn't go up. And, you know, and just sort of at a fundamental level, you would sort of expect your system to do that. There's no shortage of ways to probably get home on something like that. Maybe it's a whole different system we're not even operating under today. But it's got to do that at the end of the day, or at some point that system will fail. And so I think, I also agree with what you said about the packing. I was just trying to simplify it for purposes of this conversation. But, you know, we've talked about, you know, three buckets. We sort of characterize right. them slightly differently, but we both recognize this isn't just about give us more money. It's how we deliver service. All that is part of the package, and that's certainly something we're really open to hopefully continue to talk about, and we would still love to try to do some good stuff here in the sure. coming months and probably long after. Maybe we're both gone. I don't
right.
know. So.
Well, I've got the next 9 months. I'll free my calendar. And after that, as long as you contact me on the beach, I'll be happy to get involved.
Well, let's just defer it till you're on the beach. Actually, okay. I do better there anyway. Okay. So, Nick, I really appreciate you taking time to do this. So thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you, John.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.